rest of the story. It had taken 22 long years, but Bill Bodie was about to rest in peace. The town of Bodie, California, named for Bill, had taken up a collection, had raised the cash for a proper monument to mark his grave, had hired a San Francisco sculptor. The monument was almost finished, a splendid 10-foot marble shaft topped with an urn. All that was left was to inscribe Bill's name at the bottom. Now, that sounds simple enough, but this is the rest of the story. Autumn of 1859 was a bitter one in the Sierra Nevadas, especially at the 8,300-foot level. That's where two gold prospectors had struck pay dirt and built a cabin to guard their claim. One of the men was called Black Taylor. The other was a former tinsmith from Poughkeepsie, New York, named Bill Bodie. One cold November night, a howling snowstorm caught Bodie and Taylor several miles from their cabin. They trudged as far as they could before Bodie collapsed. Taylor wrapped his friend in a blanket, propped him against a sturdy tree. He said, "I can't carry you and the supplies," Taylor is shouting over the roaring wind. He told Bodie he would take the supplies to the cabin and then come back for him. But that was the last anybody ever saw Bill Bodie alive. Taylor did make it to the cabin that night, but the storm got worse, buried everything, including Bill. It was not until the following spring that Taylor discovered the remains of his friend. Nothing more than a skull and a few bones, but he buried what he found. He said a few solemn words over the lonely grave, and that would have been that. But the gold the men had discovered nearby lured other prospectors who also found gold and got rich and built a town called Bodie. A semi-literate sign painter spelled Bill's name wrong, put an E in it, but nobody ever doubted the identity of the town's founder. By 1879... this 20 years after Bill's lonesome demise, the population of Bodie had passed 10,000, and it was about then that the townsfolk figured it was time to go back up the mountain and dig up their founding father, bring him back down to the town cemetery for a proper interment. It took some looking and some luck, but they found Bill Bodie, they brought him back, they hired the sculptor, and by mid-September of 1881, Bill's name was ready to be carved into the marble. But then something unexpected happened. President Garfield, the President of the United States, shot, died, and a nation was plunged into mourning, and the mining town of Bodie, California, decided the fallen leader must be honored, remembered in stone. Somebody suggested Bill Bodie's monument, his name had not yet been inscribed on it, that monument be emblazoned with the name of James A. Garfield and erected in the town cemetery in a spot all its own. And so it was. But the temporary marker on Bill Bodie's final resting place, removed to make way for the permanent one, was never replaced, and has not been replaced to this day. Bodie is a ghost town now, among the most famous anywhere, and still no one can recall exactly where it buried its posthumously peripatetic founder. His grave, twice lost, was never rediscovered. The monument over it, as it was on the night he would die, nothing but the magnificent, sprawling, beckoning California sky. Now you know the rest of the story.